A final skills test caps 3 days of lifeguarding training. Lucia Chapel crouches by a dummy victim at the side of the Haines pool.
No breathing, no pulse. Starting CPR.
15-year-old Chapel performed an emergency rescue, pulling the unconscious victim, played by a classmate, from the bottom of the pool to the side, then out of the water in under a minute and 30 seconds. With the victim showing no signs of breathing or a pulse, she begins CPR immediately.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
She gives 2 rescue breaths, followed by 30 firm chest compressions. She's already yelled for colleagues to call 911. The 5 Haines participants in the weekend American Red Cross lifeguarding training learned how to look out for and prevent injuries, conduct emergency rescues, and provide first aid. Jay McDermade is a lifeguard instructor and the Haines pool manager.
This is not just a lifeguarding, but it's CPR AED for the professional lifeguard. The entire course is about 3 days long, but with half of it being done mostly online so that we can be in the water for the 3 days and get a lot of that hands-on skills done in person.
Participants are trained to use a handheld device, an automated external defibrillator, or AED, immediately on an unconscious victim to shock and revive a heartbeat.
Everyone stand clear.
I'm clear, you're clear, we're all clear.
Lifeguard participants worked in teams role-playing emergency scenarios, rescuing a victim with no pulse, hooking up the machine, and administering CPR until there's signs of life. McDermade says participants are trained to respond to emergency situations at any time.
So now you are completely certified for CPR, and you see somebody go unconscious in the grocery store, and then you're capable now to step in and help that person, even if it isn't in an aquatic situation.
21-year-old Haines resident Kamakana Kanahele says he took the class to learn the skills to help keep people safe and hopes to work as a lifeguard.
It was amazing working together with people that I didn't know and got to build trust and relationships with them. It was amazing. And I was pretty nervous, but now that I have it down, I'm going to continue to practice it so that it won't slip my mind and I'll be able to help and have that knowledge for my entire life.
The Haines Pool was founded in 1980 after a local family of 7, 2 parents and 5 children all drowned tragically in a boating accident in Lutak Inlet. More recently in 2010, 14-year-old Andrew Williamson tragically drowned while swimming near the Port Chilkoot dock. The Haines Pool partners with the Haines and Clukwan schools and Skagway, weather and transportation permitting, to offer swim lessons and survival skills like cold water safety classes. McDermade says the goal is to make the pool as accessible as possible.
We try to really take that seriously when we come to water safety because that's the reason why we have the pool, and it is very important to make sure that the children of our community know how to swim.
Lucia Chapel says she grew up hearing these tragic stories, and now with lifeguarding training, she feels she could offer assistance in a similar emergency.
After today, I feel a lot more confident in that, like skills are refreshed, and yeah, I feel like I would like pretty much know what to do.
While emergencies can occur in or out of the water at any time, 5 more Haines residents are trained to respond. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.